Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 30th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Disco Elysium, the critically acclaimed role-playing game now available on the Mac. Leading off today, Apple has released a new beta of iOS 13.5 containing the first version of its Exposure Notification API for COVID-19 contact tracing. The beta is available now to developers and public beta users, alongside the first beta release of Xcode 11.5. The Xcode release includes an updated version of the iOS SDK that incorporates the Exposure Notification API. Apple is referring to this iOS release as Beta 3 of iOS 13.5, following two developer beta releases of iOS 13.4.5. This change is because any revision of iOS that uses a new SDK must have its minor version number change, hence the jump from 13.4.5 to 13.5. And at the same time, Google has also released a new beta of its Google Play services with the Exposure Notification API and a new SDK for developers. And in conjunction with all of this, Apple and Google have also released the first betas of the Exposure Notification API itself to public health authority developers. The goal, according to the companies, is to collect feedback from those developers on how to improve the API ahead of its public release in mid-May. As we've explained in the past, Apple is not releasing the Exposure Notification API to all developers. Instead, only to public health authorities. Apple and Google both say that more developers from those organizations will be added to the beta throughout the testing process. But the companies have already received feedback from public health authorities and have made changes to the API in response. For example, the version of the API released this week allows developers to define and calculate an exposure risk level to show users. This will allow public health authorities to make more specific information about the exposure available in their apps. This could include factors such as distance and duration of the exposure. And of course, later this year, iOS and Android will receive updates to let users opt into exposure notifications without installing an app. But as of right now, this Exposure Notification API will allow public health authorities to develop their own contact tracing apps, with privacy and battery life concerns in mind because of the system-level support. And finally, Apple and Google say that on Friday, they will release additional information about this API to developers. This will include sample code to help the developers further understand how the exposure notification system will work. We are sponsored this week by Disco Elysium, the critically acclaimed role-playing game that just this week launched for the Mac. Disco Elysium is a groundbreaking role-playing game. You're a detective with a unique skill set at your disposal and a whole city block to carve your path across. Interrogate unforgettable characters, crack murders or take bribes, become a hero or not. Disco Elysium is basically an ode to and an evolution of old-school RPGs like Planescape Torment or Icewind Dale. It's a thought-provoking, groundbreaking game for the mind and the soul, all set to an award-winning soundtrack by British Sea Power. Disco Elysium has been named Game of the Year by PC Gamer, the best PC exclusive by IGN, an absolute must-play by Metacritic, and much more. You can get 25% off Disco Elysium until May 1st as a special Mac launch promo on Steam. Learn more and watch the trailer at the link in the show notes below. And my thanks to Disco Elysium for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. In addition to the exposure notification groundwork, iOS 13.5 also makes two other changes clearly prompted by how our usage of iPhones is shifting during the COVID-19 outbreak. First off, iOS 13.5 includes a small tweak that makes it easier to skip Face ID and enter your passcode if you're wearing a mask. While there are some workarounds, Face ID does not work properly if you're wearing a mask, or any sort of face covering. Most of the time, Face ID will fail to recognize you and eventually take you to the passcode option. But with this change, Face ID can actually detect if you're wearing a mask and skip directly to the passcode screen if so. It's impressive that Apple has developed it such that if you're not wearing a mask, Face ID still works as normal, with the experience only being changed if you are wearing one. Furthermore, Apple is adding a new setting in iOS 13.5 to improve the experience on a busy group FaceTime call. Video conferencing has become much more common over the last few months, and Apple is acknowledging that with this change. Group FaceTime was introduced in iOS 12.1, and it supports end-to-end encrypted video calls with up to 32 people. The default layout of a group FaceTime call lays out square tiles for each person. The FaceTime app then automatically enlarges the video window of the current person who is speaking. But in a busy group FaceTime call, many people are often speaking at once and in short succession of each other. This causes the automatic focusing to constantly switch from person to person, depending on who's speaking, and the interface can quickly become overwhelming and not conducive to professional calls. And that's why Apple is changing things in iOS 13.5, or at least adding the option to change it. Unfortunately, this feature is still enabled by default, but a new setting in iOS 13.5 allows you to disable it altogether. Simply open Settings, scroll down, and navigate to FaceTime Settings. Then look for the section labeled Automatic Prominence. Then you'll see a toggle that allows you to disable the feature for when people are speaking. When this feature is disabled, you can still manually make someone's face in focus. Simply tap twice on their tile and the FaceTime app will bring them to the front. But otherwise, everybody gets equally sized squares, much more like you'd expect from a service like Zoom. Again, it's a small but useful change that's clearly in response to some of the complaints people have had about group FaceTime over the last 2 months. iOS 13.5 is rolling out now to developers as well as public beta users. We would expect a general public release sometime in mid-May. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.